Crazy Days. Author, Jordan Michaels. Narrator, Jordan Michaels. Produced by Jordan Michaels. Life is a cosmic comedy of vast proportions. This story tells the tale of two souls thrown together by fate and mixed to a frappe in the blender of life. They start with a mutual mission, to make each other famous, but they can't even save themselves from the insane life that engulfs them. The characters have been fictionalized, but the events are based on the documented true life experiences of the author. Chapter 1, The Starwood. It was the spring of 1977, and a cool wind blew through Hollywood. Jason Storm was a New York boy, just another musician in a world where everyone was a player. But every Friday night, he would become a fearless white hunter, stalking the coolest caves in town. The Starwood on Santa Monica was a hard rock cavern that was one of Jason's favorite haunts. He constantly met some of the more unique characters of Tinseltown, wandering its dark corridors of noise. The punk movement was just gaining momentum, and the Sex Pistols were breaking God Save the Queen. The spirit of the 60s was gone forever, except in Jason's fingertips. His impatient boot heels clicked rhythmically on the sparkling granite pavement as he carried his precious Gibson in his well-worn tweed case. The smell of exhaust from all the limos that lined the strip choked him, and the glare of Ferrari lights almost blinded him. No matter, this Friday night was special. He had recently persuaded the flaky club owner of the Wood, as he called it, to let him open for a better-known band with a ragtag thrown-together trio he called Jason Storm and the Thunderbolts, as if he thought he was Zeus. They played loud, loose, punk-style rock, and had rehearsed together just 3 times. Jason picked these guys up off the street and didn't even know if he would be able to find them for the next gig. But they were there now and ready to rock. It was amazing the amount of dedication that $20 a guy could buy. As he entered the club, he waded through a stream of clamoring clowns, held his scepter high, and was allowed to pass, almost as a testament to his talent. He strutted backstage and proceeded to do a quick sound check. His black Les Paul custom was his only friend, and he felt like the Barker at a 3-ring freak show. He cranked up his Marshall and blew it out like a draconian dragster getting the green light, leaving behind a trail of smoke and fire. The floor was flooded with red and green-haired icons in a sea of leather and chains. The raucous boys razzed him from the punk mob. What a bunch of phonies. They looked like street people, but Jason knew most of them were rich kids, pretenders to the throne. His white John Travolta suit was a deliberate statement against them, and a concession to his mother, a New York nurse who'd worn the same dress every Sunday, 3 months in a row, to get him a suit for his first communion. He was only 7 then, and now 18 years later, Jason Storm stood out, just as Stella Storm wanted. He thought that suit made him look a little bit like Robin Zander, the hot lead singer for another new band, Cheap Trick, except that Jason had Paul Newman eyes. After a short high-energy set of controlled insanity, Jason needed a stiff drink. He strolled through the deep, dark club, eyeing the hot groupie girls that hung out with the spandex and leather boys. Everybody in this place thinks they're a rock star, he thought, and ordered a sea breeze at the bar. Jason couldn't relate at all to all the wannabes in the place. It was 10 past midnight, and he evaded Diana, mistress of the night, a girl with purple lipstick and green nail polish who sang one of her own compositions, Ode to a Dead Cat. Across the floor, sitting at a bar, all alone, was the most mystical diva he had ever seen. There seemed to be a glow all around her. Jason suddenly had a vision of himself as Rhett Butler in Gone with the Wind, gazing upon Scarlett O'Hara for the first time as she walked down the spiral staircase. He had to slap himself on the cheek to snap out of the momentary trance. He rubbed his eyes in utter disbelief. This divine creature had to be an illusion in her hot pink miniskirt, white ruffled top, 4-inch red heels, black net stockings, and shoulder-length teased blonde hair. 5'2" and eyes of blue, Jason thought with a smile.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?